14. Brahmacharya, Eternal Bliss.
In this Kali Yuga, current era of the time cycle characterized by a progressive decline in spiritual knowledge and moral deterioration, it is very difficult to practice brahmacharya. Our jnana is the ocean of bliss, and therefore one's practice of brahmacharya is possible. What is the reason for abrahmacharya and sexual indulgence? It is due to the fire of inner restlessness and discontentment. By working all day long, constant inner burning or restlessness arises. To quench this fire of restlessness and discontent within, one indulges in transient pleasures of sex. Because of this jnana, there is not a problem for you for moksha, but if there is brahmacharya along with it, the resultant bliss is boundless and eternal. There is endless bliss of the kind that the world has never experienced before. Infinite bliss is produced if 35 years of the potentially difficult time passes without errors in this vow. Not everyone needs to take the vow of brahmacharya. It is only for those for whom brahmacharya is ready to unfold. Such people are filled with constant thoughts of practicing brahmacharya, and thus they will take the vow of brahmacharya. It can be a problem if it is not. What can one say about the vision of the one who is established in brahmacharya? It is very special. The vow of brahmacharya can be taken for 1 year or even for 6 months. If you keep having thoughts of brahmacharya despite your repeated efforts to suppress them, only then should you ask for the vow of brahmacharya. Otherwise, it is not worth asking for this vow. It is a tremendous sin to break the vow of brahmacharya after taking one. Nobody forces you to take this vow. A lifelong vow of brahmacharya cannot be given in this day and age. It is dangerous to do so. It may be given for a year. If one takes the vow of lifelong brahmacharya, and if he fails, then not only will he fall, but he would also make me an instrument of his fall. Then, if I am sitting next to the Vitrag Lord in Mahavidya Kshetra, he will come there and bother me. Why did you give me the Agna? Who told you to be overwise? He would not let me sit in peace with the Lord. He will fall and he will take others with him. Therefore, you have to continue to hold the deep inner intent for brahmacharya, and I am giving you the strength to do so. Do not rush, make your wishes methodically. The faster you do it, the more deficiency there will be in it. If you take the vow of brahmacharya and follow it at its fullest, without errors, you would achieve a wonderful place in the world and attain moksha within one lifetime. There is tremendous power in the words of my Agnya of brahmacharya. The vow would not break if there were no weaknesses on your part. That is how strong the power of my words is. Until then, severely test yourself to see if the inner intent is that of Jagat Kalyan, the salvation of the world, or is it to feed the ego of your false pride? It is possible to find out everything by testing yourself. If this is being done to feed the pride and the ego, that too will dissipate in time. If only one pure man is around in this world, then he alone is enough for the salvation of the entire world. For this, total absorption in the self is needed, and nothing but the self is asked for. Start by having a constant inner intent for salvation of the world only for 1 hour, and at times, if the link breaks, start all over again. When can you do the highest good for the world? It is easier when there is renunciation and the appearance of it. It is more difficult when one presents the appearance of a married person. Even for the latter, it is possible, but only a few will benefit. The public at large will not. Renunciation should be like ours, the kind that is devoid of the ego. And this conduct, the attained brahmacharya, is a very big thing, of a very high level. The constant awareness of I am Shuddhatma, I am the pure soul, is the supreme brahmacharya. There is no other brahmacharya like that. Yet if one wishes to achieve the stage of an acharya, the level of an elevated spiritual master, then he would need external brahmacharya, the kind the world recognizes. The presence of a companion lady would not be accepted there. By just giving up a brahmacharya, the whole world subsides effortlessly. By just following brahmacharya, the whole world ends, doesn't it? Otherwise, you can give up thousands of things and yet not achieve anything. By just acquiring the agnya of brahmacharya from the Gnani Purush, there is so much experience of bliss. You have yet to put it into practice and yet you already experienced this bliss. Have you experienced such bliss?
I have experienced it, Dada. From that very moment, everything became clear inside.
It became clear from the moment you took the vow, right? You need a clear mind when you take it. I had checked. His mind was clear at that time. This is what is called the acceptance of brahmacharya, ideal conduct. In our Gnan, the ideal conduct is to be the knower and the seer. Thus, for us all, we have the combination of brahmacharya, the ideal relative conduct, and the ideal real conduct. The world has not tasted the bliss of this combined conduct. It is completely different.
Dada, when can you say that one is free from all sexuality?
When you do not have any thought of sex whatsoever. There are no thoughts, no sexual looks, or anything else regarding sex. It is as if he is ignorant about it. Then it is considered brahmacharya. It is as if he is ignorant about it all. Then it is considered accomplished brahmacharya.
15. Awareness of the self against sexuality.
How does one know that he has become engrossed in a sexual thought or sexuality?
Our opposition exists in it. This opposition of ours is the anti-engrossment tendency. This objection itself is the tendency to not get involved. I do not want to enter anything that is sexual, and therefore this opposition of ours is there constantly. The opposition is the internal separation. If by mistake there is involvement and engrossment, then pratikraman must be done.
Dada, there is definitely a determined nischay and the resultant objection against any element of sexuality. Yet, circumstances sometimes arise that causes one to become involved in it. What is that?
You cannot get engrossed if there is opposition, and if you do become engrossed, then you have stumbled. And for that, there is pratikraman. You should use two kinds of visions. You already have the vision that she is a pure soul. The second vision should be used when an attraction arises. This second vision is the three vision. If you do not use the three vision, you will be deluded and pulled. Attraction would not occur if one were to see the body as it is. But this is not possible for ordinary human beings. For me, this is natural. I see everything as it is.
Dada, I do not understand when you say you can see the body as it is. Please explain.
It means that no matter what kind of clothes a man or a woman is wearing, the first vision is that of nakedness. The second vision is of that without skin. And the third vision is of all the internal organs and contents. Will there be any sexual attraction then? If you see a woman and you immediately take your eyes off of her, but your eyes keep going there, your eyes keep getting pulled there, then that is called a file. Therefore, this is the only mistake you have to understand in this day and age.
Can you please clarify more as to how to purify this vision?
Once you acquire the awareness of I am pure soul, then your vision will become pure. If you slip and experience a sexual impulse, then you should speak aloud 5 to 10 times, I am Shuddhatma, I am Shuddhatma, I am Shuddhatma. Or say, I am like Dada Bhagwan, free from all sexual impulses. And the awareness will return. This is all you have to do, nothing else. This is a science that can produce results right away, and if you neglect it just a bit, you will be thrown in a different direction.
Dada, how does the awareness actually decrease?
a veil of ignorance comes over him. The energy that protects and upholds Brahmacharya is veiled. It becomes blunt. Therefore, the awareness becomes dim. Once this energy that preserves Brahmacharya becomes blunt, it is as good as being useless and it does not help. Then he suffers and he continues to suffer. Then the inner lawyers, the mind, the intellect will feed and nourish the wrong understanding. So much has been attained in this Gnan, there is no real problem now.
What energy is it that protects the energy of Brahmacharya?
Once you have slipped, then the energy that existed within, the energy that would not allow you to slip, wears down and becomes weak. Just like a bottle of milk with a loose cork, if it is lying on its side, the milk will flow out by itself. Whereas before, we had to remove the cork.
16. Five pure people for salvation.
You just have to decide that I do not want to slip. And if you slip, then I have to forgive you. If ever anything deteriorates within for you, you must let me know immediately so that a solution can be found for it. It will not improve right away. There is always the possibility of deterioration. Until you know the consequences of your mistake, that mistake will keep recurring. Why does anyone not fall into a well? Why is it that lawyers make fewer mistakes? It is because they know that their mistakes will have consequences. Therefore, you should be aware of the consequences of your mistakes. You must first find out the consequences of what you are doing wrong. For those who have constant contemplation of Dada, the Gnani, all locks get unlocked, all the problems get solved. Oneness with Dada is contemplation. This occurs only when one has a lot of meritorious karma effect. Contemplation of the Gnani reaps direct fruits. That contemplation gives you energies similar to his. The Gnani's self-state is beyond imagination and yields unbelievable results. He can make you like him. Contemplation of the Gnani makes one absolutely independent. Thereafter, you will not feel that, today I did not have his satsang, I did not have his darshan. With contemplation of the Gnani, you have to become as independent as a Gnani. Who in this world can obstruct the one who has made a very strong decision to be the instrument for the salvation of the world, for Jagat Kalyan? There is no power that can stop him. All the celestial gods of the universe shower him with flowers and bless him. Therefore, why don't you decide on that goal? From the moment you decide that, you would not have to worry about the requirements of your body. As long as any intent for anything worldly remains, you will have to worry about the requirements of your body. Look how much prosperity and worldly ease this Dada has. If there exists only this one desire, then one is blessed. And the authority of the celestial gods is with you. These gods do have very real power and authority that will continually help you. There is a need of only five people with this exclusive goal. In it, there must not be anything else, no other subtle aims or desires. In times of difficulties or in sleep, there should be only this one goal. Remain very alert and keep the Gnani Purush over your head at all times. You never know when you will encounter difficulties. At that time, ask for Dada's help or summon him and he will be present. There is no one to bother you if you are pure. Even if the whole world turns against you, I can handle them alone. I know that you are pure and so I am capable of handling anyone. I have to be assured 100%. You cannot handle the whole world, therefore I have to take your side. So, do not worry at all. There is no one in this world to bother you if you are pure. Dada can confront anyone in the whole world who talks about him, because he is absolutely a pure person. His mind is pure too.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jay jay kar ho. 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 Dada Bhagwan na asim jay jay kar ho.